Implications of post-kick jets in core collapse supernovae, by Noam Socker. I argue that the assumption that the jets that shape the axisymmetrical morphological features of core collapse supernova CCSN remnants are post-kick jets, i.e., the neutron star NS launches these jets after the explosion and after it acquired its natal kick velocity, leads to the conclusion that the pre-collapse cores of CCSN progenitors have sufficient angular momentum fluctuations to support jittering jets that explode the star. From the finding that the shaping jets neither tend to be aligned with the kick velocity nor to be perpendicular to it, I argue that the assumption that the shaping jets are post-kick jets has the following implications. 1. The NS accretes mass at a radius of r 5,000 km from the center of the explosion at 10 seconds after explosion. 2. The required angular momentum fluctuations of the accreted gas to explain the medium values of jets' kick angles are also sufficient to support an intermittent pre-kick accretion disk, just before and during the explosion. Such an intermittent accretion disk is likely to launch jets that explode the star in the frame of the jittering jets explosion mechanism. This suggests that most likely the shaping jets are the last jets in the jittering jets explosion mechanism rather than post-kick jets. 3. The expectation of the jittering jets explosion mechanism is that black holes have small natal kick velocities. This was Implications of Post-Kick Jets in Core Collapse Supernovae, by Noam Socker.